Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our Generations team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Aloha and Happy New Year, everybody, to 2023. It's amazing how quickly 2022 went by, but I think for everybody, including myself, thank goodness, as we navigate and get past COVID, I call it BC before COVID and PC past COVID or post COVID. But anyway, welcome everybody to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host, as you guys know. And if you're new to us, check us out on generations808.com, our website. I'm the publisher editor of the magazine. And we've been doing this since 2010. And for you new guys that are tuning in new, we know that we've done a lot in these times. With regard to articles, stories about companies, nonprofits, services, programs, state, city, ARP, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, all our partners involved in the magazine. And so it's been a wonderful ride. It's been a great learning experience, not only for you and our readers, but for myself. And so we've progressed over the years. We've done webinars. I've done radio before even Generations Magazine. I did shows on Olelo. Back in the early 2000s on aging, and that's really how I've learned in these 20 years I've been in this aging field. And the magazine's been around since 2010, but we've really grown and we've done, gosh, so many different topics on aging. Look out for our new issue, January, February, coming out in a couple weeks, featuring Mr. Henry Capono. Don't call him a senior because he's still active and got a lot of energy and raising kids and keep raising, mentoring young kids and still playing down at Duke's 4 to 6 p.m., by the way. You might see me down there soon, but I do want to check him out. It was fun meeting him and talking to him. Just a wonderful guy and just a humble guy for being such a major celebrity in the state of Hawaii. So thank you to Henry and actually to Leslie as well. So anyway, you know, I like I said, I've been involved in aging for many, many years. And my workshops, the Aging in Place workshop that we do every year at the Ala Moana Hotel, by the way, is August 12th this year in 2023. So put that on your calendar. You will see things coming in the magazine about that. It's August 12th. It's a Saturday where we take all the rooms of the Ala Moana Hotel. We have over 50, 60 exhibitors. We have 18 different workshops in the morning with the six rooms that we have presenters in, and we're replaying them in the afternoon. So look out for that. And then we've started the Realities of Aging, workshops at the Ala Moana Hotel every second or third Wednesday of every month this year in 2023. The next one is January 18th. We are limiting the capacity because I want a smaller venue. So you do have to RSVP. Give me a call, leave me a message that you want to come, how many people. I highly recommend you bring a family friend or neighbor or somebody from church or a classmate or something. Bring something to write with because we're going to cover a lot of information. Every workshop is a little bit different. We have a morning session at 8:30 to about 11:30, 12. And our afternoon session runs about 1:30 to about 3:30, 4. It really depends on, you know, what you folks are interested in. What your needs, wants, and concerns are. So when you RSVP and speak to me, which I want to talk to everybody, is what interests you in aging and what concerns you have, what issues you have, whether you're taking care of your loved ones, your parents, or you yourself are looking for resources, doing your own research. And that's one of the things I was talking to a lady yesterday is that, you know, she wants to know about this. I said, you know, it's really good that you come to the workshop with you're doing your research. You're doing your homework. And I've said this many times on this show. Most people spend more time planning a vacation to Las Vegas than they do the retirement years, than they do of your long-term care planning. And so with all that encompassed, that's why it's called the Realities of Aging. What's really going to happen to you in your life? Nobody can predict that, not including myself. But I will do, what I do is walk you through aging as we get older. I'm starting to talk to my wife, who's the same age as 63. We just turned 63. In that, things are going to happen in life, whether we like it or not. As we age, it's just going to happen. You're going to fall down. You might get scammed. You might have arguments with your neighbor, or your siblings, or your children. And, you know, as we age, like our parents, we need to understand how to navigate that, how to communicate that. And really, for us baby boomers, how to plan for that. We have to be proactive. And what I'm noticing and seeing quite a bit is that the baby boomers are doing their research. They are going online if they can, or going to workshops like the one we put on here at Generations Magazine, going to events and fairs and doing the research, picking up information. But I will tell you this, that's not all you need to do, because some of the material out there is swayed to selling, or maybe too generic, or may not fit your specific situation. So what I've done here today, what we're going to do today is our reverse mortgage industry with the higher rates have been through a major influx of consolidation, of companies closing, companies opening. The regular mortgage brokers, forward loan officers getting into our business because with the rates going up, they aren't a whole lot of business for the forward regular mortgages. So they're jumping into our industry. And so I'm with a company called Open Mortgage. It's one of the leaders in the reverse mortgage industry for some time now. But, you know, I've been doing reverse mortgages 20 years now, and I've been top producer of major companies around the country in that time. And it's the first time when we started looking into the open mortgage that they have a really good platform to educate people about the reverse mortgage. And so when I looked at this, and they have, we're going to have the audio from all these videos. We're going to do in two sessions. It's called Smart Reverse Mortgage with Percy Ihara Part 1. And the following week will be Smart Reverse Mortgage with Percy Ihara Part 2. And the reason why we're doing that, and not to turn you off on anything regarding the reverse mortgage, is people know me. I'll be the first one to tell you that may not be right for you. I'll be the first one to give you resources how to navigate if the reverse mortgage is not an option for you. Because a lot of people hear negative things about it, don't understand that. Their financial advisor, their attorney, or their CPA, or their insurance agent, or their realtor, or regular mortgage guy tell you don't do it for many, many reasons. So we have an open mortgage, a website called smartreverse.com. Write that down. Smart Reverse Mortgage. I'm sorry. It's smartreverse.com. There's no mortgage in there. Smartreverse.com. And it's a website. It's a generic website that we put together from Open Mortgage that has wonderful. I was really impressed by the videos there on the smartreverse.com. If you look at go to that website now, there's no banner for Open Mortgage. It's a really good website, and you know, it helps you navigate, understand from at your own pace what a reverse mortgage is. And so I'll be playing every video from what it is, why get a reverse mortgage, the process. You know, we have counseling, how to take your money, that you can buy property with a reverse mortgage, what kind of properties are eligible, the requirements of getting a reverse mortgage, the optional payments that you can have, whether it's lump sum, which I normally don't ever recommend, monthly income, like a 10-year payment, like an annuity. A lot of people don't know that, or how it's structured. And then also most people, in my experience, about 98% of the time, they're taking a line of credit. Line of credit works just like a regular one at the mortgage companies and credit unions. The difference is you're not required to make monthly payments, because as you know, as you retire, you're on a fixed income. So I'm going to play the audio of all these videos that you'll be able to hear. And then once it's played, I'll go review it again at a slower pace, just to give you more common sense education on the reverse mortgage. So the first one here is called, what is a reverse mortgage? So a lot of people have an idea or think they know what a reverse mortgage, and most times they're not. After spending time with me, they'll realize it's simply just a pool of money you qualify for based off of age, interest rates, and value. So here's the first one. What is a reverse mortgage? So I would highly recommend you, if you don't have a piece of paper and pencil right now next to you, go grab one. You can always come back to it later on. We'll look at it on our website, generations808.com, or just give me a call later on and sit down. And I can do it with you and review it with you, because I really want to make sure people, the public as a whole, understands what it is, what it's not, and how to counsel yourself on whether it may be good for you. Okay, so here's the first one. What is a reverse mortgage?
While it's true that our smart reverse is an evolution of the reverse mortgage, the first and most important question that most people have regarding reverse mortgages is, well, what is a reverse mortgage? A reverse mortgage is a federally insured home loan that allows homeowners age 62 and older to convert a percentage of their equity into cash. There are three parts to this definition that are important. First is age. You must be 62 years old or older to qualify. In most states, there are provisions or allowances for non-borrowing spouses, but more on that later. Second, converting a percentage of equity into cash. The word percentage is key here. You will not be receiving the full value of your home, just a percentage. How that percentage is calculated is something we will address later as well. And finally, this is a mortgage. The lender does not take your home, or title to your home for that matter. You stay in your home as long as you choose. The reason for using the word reverse to describe these loans exists for two simple reasons. One, the flow of money, generally speaking, moves in reverse. And two, loan balances are reversed compared to that of a traditional mortgage. The flow of money affects the loan balance, obviously. In the case of the reverse mortgage, that flow is reversed and the loan balance is inverted. Okay, so how does that work, you might be asking yourself. It might be helpful for you to see it first. In a traditional or forward mortgage, the money flows from borrower to the lender. Reverse mortgages reverse this process and move funds from the lender to the borrower. The result of this is that the loan balance also moves in reverse, as seen here. While most traditional loans decrease due to the borrower paying off principal and interest, not requiring loan payments, and the lender sending money to the borrower obviously increases the loan balance on a reverse mortgage. What makes the reverse mortgage even more special is that borrowers do not have to make any payments towards this balance, if they choose. And payment of the loan is not due until the borrower either passes away or no longer resides in the residence. For more information on what happens when a reverse mortgage comes due, please refer to our video library.
So that's the basics of the reverse mortgage, and the way they explain it is really good when why we call reverse. You know, I've been doing this 20 years, and the reverse mortgage has been around since 1989, and a lot has changed over the years. I've experienced a lot of changes over the years. And I was talking to some, I think it was about 2004, I think. I started in 2002. I was talking to this guy in Florida. He's been around for much longer than I was. I said, Tony, why? You've been around way before me, since probably like the 90s, I believe it. He told me that, yeah. I said, why did they call it a reverse mortgage? He goes, Percy, it basically doesn't go down like regular mortgage, though. When you make payments of principal and interest, it goes up. So it goes in reverse. That's essentially like in the video says, you know, payments are optional. You're not required to pay it. And if you don't pay the interest, it's going to go up. So it goes in reverse versus going down. And another bad thing about the name, which he didn't like from the beginning, is that when all the negativity about the reverse mortgage, he goes, yeah, you know, personally, anything reverse can't be good, you know, unless it's aging. And aging is, you know, if you can reverse your aging, that would be the blessing of life. But so that's essentially what a reverse mortgage is, based off your age, your value of the home. It is an FHA loan. Now, we do have jumbo loans for values over $1.5 million or so. That's a different story. It's a little bit different. Rates a little bit higher, but obviously because it's a jumbo loan. But it is available. I do quite a bit of those, more than average person probably in the country, because our home values are so high. And essentially, you know, fortunately, since I've been in business, when I got in business, the lending limit for reverse mortgages is on an FHA loan, a HUD loan, I believe it was 367 back in 2002. As of January 2023, it just went up to $1,050,000. And what that means is that that's the limit we use of value. If your value is over $1,050,000, then we just go back to $1,050,000 and calculate downwards based off your age. And if you're a couple, we use a younger person's age. So if you're 62 and your wife is 65, we're going to use 62. And based off the current interest rates, we would go the older you are, the more you get. The younger you are, the less you're going to get. So it's still a great product. It still gives you a lot of money. As I mentioned earlier, these are audio from a video. So there are graphics that you don't see or you can't see right now. But if you want to see them, go to smartreverse.com or come to my workshops. Or we can meet in person. You know, I talked to a lady this morning. We'll meet at her condo. But if you want to meet at Zippy's or Starbucks, that's fine. If you want your kids come, we can show all the videos. And I can explain to them on a real basic common sense explanation. And give you a bit more in-person involvement and understanding, because these are great videos. As I said, I've been with the biggest companies in the country in the last 20 years. Nobody has these videos. I have not seen anybody that goes into detail on a video to explain what a reverse mortgage is. That's why it's called smartreverse.com. We will be showing them at the workshops. The second video is about why get a reverse mortgage. And it's a lot of people question, I don't need it. I don't need it. I mean, I've talked to people every day about reverse mortgage and aging, and it's amazing how many, I got to take care of my kids, And 5 years later, I need to think about this now. So it's really about what's important to you. Like I always go back to the three things: your needs, wants, and concerns. As we age, things are going to change over time with regard to family, legal, financial, health. A lot of times it's health. Your kids, a lot of times the kids will say, Dad, you help me buy my house, I'm good. If you want to get a reverse mortgage, that's fine, and we'll get whatever's left over. If you heard in a video, you don't get 100% of the value. It's just a mortgage. And that's the reason why the title still stays in your name or your revocable trust. And it's just a mortgage. We convert a portion of the equity of your home into a mortgage, what's called a reverse mortgage. And that's really all it is. And we never change, put our name on there. And over time, we'll talk about a little bit later on, is that when the last remaining person on the mortgage or title passes on, we'll explain how that eventually payoff of the mortgage happens. So we're going to break all of this down to you. That's why you have two sessions on this. So yeah, when I've done workshops, I try to make sure that people understand. Let's first identify what it is. Let's next identify how would it benefit you. Why do people take out a reverse mortgage? And we'll give you different scenarios, and then I'll walk you through aging and what's going to happen with your finances. If you're concerned about long-term care, health issues, things like that. So the next video is called Why Get a Reverse Mortgage? And like I said, these are videos, so you're only hearing the audio part, and they're very short. Why Get a Reverse Mortgage, video number two.
Now that you know what a reverse mortgage is, you might be asking yourself, why get one? Good question. The answer comes in three parts. The three basic uses of the reverse mortgage are to address need, lifestyle, or planning. There are many people that are in need of immediate cash flow. Someone, for example, that has an immediate need for in-home health care, and monthly payments from a reverse mortgage could be of great use. These cases are fewer and farther between than public perception might suggest, but they do exist, and reverse mortgages can greatly assist in filling that need. Many people choose reverse mortgages to enhance their lifestyle. By choosing tenure or term payments, you can supplement your monthly income for as long as you live in the home or for a specified period of time, depending on which payout method you use. This enhanced income stream can be applied to travel, vehicles, and home upgrades, just to name a few examples. The third basic use of the reverse mortgage is as part of comprehensive retirement planning. This is an expansive, wide-ranging topic that will be addressed later on, but in simplest terms, the reverse mortgage has a line of credit option where your money grows at a guaranteed rate and their funds are accessible, tax-free. In this case, it is often better for you to get a reverse mortgage as soon as possible to capitalize on compounding growth. Another use that stands apart from the previously mentioned is using a reverse mortgage to purchase a home. We call this the H for P. This utilizes funds from a reverse mortgage to purchase a new home, but we will cover that in a separate video. To learn more about reverse mortgages, please watch our other videos in our video library.
So essentially, we always look, they call it the three basic reasons why people look at a reverse mortgage. Need is really, really important. You need it right now. Most of the time we see this regarding long-term care, paying for expensive medications, even though insurance should cover most of it. Having a home care provider come in, caregiver come in, pay your kids on the side to take care of you. They need a new car because the last one broke down. They need to fix the house. You know, it's not an option anymore. House is getting run down. We haven't fixed it up. We haven't termited for many, many years, which I see quite a bit. I had a lady that needed implants because her teeth were really eroding. And so, you know, implants is, you know, $5,000 to $7,000 per tooth, depending on who you go to. Probably could be a little more, maybe a little less, but it's quite expensive. That was the need. There's all different types. I mean, I could write a book on the different types of people that I run into. So I call it the same thing as my explanation of three things: needs, wants, and concerns. The wants is really they want a new car. They don't need a new car, but they want a bigger car for the kids. Or they have a midlife crisis, maybe third phase crisis where they want to get that Porsche. I've had many clients as they retired in the 60s and 70s. I had a gentleman got a new Porsche, beautiful. And that's where I learned about how to add on a little gloss over your new car to preserve the shininess. It's called ceramic painting, where it's a clear gloss over it. I was actually thinking about it on my new car. It keeps the shine forever, or as long as the ceramic, you know, is on your car for 3 to 5 years, what I understand. They want to travel. I had a gentleman go on a world cruise. I think it was $50,000 a person, $30,000 a person for 3 months. No, I'm sorry, it was 6 months. I think it was $50,000 per person for 6 months around the world. I mean, if I didn't have to work and counsel families, I would love to do that. But 6 months seems like a long time. I've never taken a vacation more than, I think, 8 days. I definitely want to go longer. To take the family on a cruise. I recommend this, and our family has done this for many, many years, is take the whole family. We all get together and go on an excursion. We've been to all the neighbor islands. We've been to Canada. We've been to Vegas. I actually think we should go on a cruise. I was telling my dad, go on a cruise, take everybody. But that can be quite expensive. My parents funded that for many, many years. So we'll see. But now we're seeing younger families doing the same thing because you can't take the money with you. What's more important, giving the person, your sibling cash and they go spend it, or creating memories and stories of their life? You know, so there's a lot of different things, but see, we're already at the half point of the show and we've only covered two of the 15 or so videos and audios. So we're going to take a short break. It's smartreverse.com is the website. I'm Percy Ahara, your host. I'll be right back.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808 591-4877. Mahalo.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihari, your host, every Sunday morning here on 101.1, the Oldies Channel, here at 8 to 9 a.m. every morning. If you did miss us, you might be listening to us on our website, generations808.com. All these radio podcasts are housed on our website. Every week we have a different topic. You can listen to it on your own time, take notes, or phone numbers, email, websites, just information. That's what we do, guys, as you guys know. If you're new to the radio show, thank you for tuning in. Take some time to digest everything. If you have any questions, you can email us, percy@generations808.com, or give me a call, 808-234-3117, and provide me with as much information in your voicemail, or you can always text me, but I don't always, if I don't know your number, if I don't know the number, I'm worried about scams, so it's probably best to leave a detailed voice message, what you're interested in. And like I said, in the first segment, if you go back, the reverse mortgage, when I got into this business 20 years ago, involves aging, involves all the aspects of aging, from a legal to financial to Social Security, Medicare. And we have to start planning for this. We have to start understanding that more times than not, if you live past the age of 75, 80 years old, according to natural statistics, most people, 70% of people run out of financial assets. And all they have left is their pension, if it's for life, or their Social Security. And when one spouse passes away, you definitely lose at least half of your income. So it's something to start thinking about. I had predicted many years ago that the reverse mortgage home equity line is a product of the future, because in Hawaii especially, we live longer than any state, and our home values are so high than most places, and you can be able to utilize or tap into the home equity if you use it in a smart way. Smartreverse.com is our website. I'm with Open Mortgage. By the way, my National Reverse Mortgage license number is 582-944, just for identification purposes. In the coming weeks, we will have a commercial, my own commercial on reverse mortgages, but it's really about educating you guys out there. As you know, every month we're doing the Realities of Aging workshop at the Alamoana Hotel. I believe it's the second or third Wednesday of the month. Give me a call if you need the data, or just go online, or look in every issue of the Generations magazine. The first one in January 18th of 2023 is a Wednesday, morning session or afternoon session. You can come to both if you want. We do cover a lot of different topics. We will cover a little bit about the reverse mortgage, by the way. Unless somebody wants a lot of information, we typically don't cover a lot about reverse mortgages, because it does take some time, as you can tell with this radio show. It's going to be at least two parts to cover this. So you understand the basics of the reverse mortgage. It's a line of credit, lump sum, or monthly income based off your age, interest rates, and value. And why people get the reverse mortgage was in part two, which we only covered one of the three concerns. The first one was basic need. A lot of times it's because of health. The second one he talked about is lifestyle, enhancing your lifestyle. And I tell a lot of people that if you want to improve the quality of life, I don't think there's a whole lot of better products than a reverse mortgage. You can get a home equity line of credit as long as you have a substantial monthly income to continue to pay that payment for the rest of your life. And you need to make sure you understand, if you get a $200,000, $300,000 line of credit, think about what that mortgage payment will be if you use all that money, and would you be able to qualify, let alone would you be able to afford to make that payment every month. So that's the differences, because the reverse mortgage, you're not required to. So the line of credit is really about improving a lifestyle. Like I said, going on a cruise you want to go on, take the family on a trip, creating memories, just enjoying life. Go out to dinner with family and friends. I had a lady just went to, a client of mine, she had come to Hawaii, and she's 90 years old now, around there. She came to Hawaii at 20 years old. That means 70 years ago she's been here. And she's only gone back, I think, once in her lifetime to Tennessee, I believe it was. She just went back to her class reunion. And it was an amazing story. She took her daughter where she grew up. And it was just an amazing time they had. So those are kind of things. I could tell you stories about all the different things, how to use the reverse mortgage. And thirdly, we're helping people understand the reverse mortgage is really becoming a fourth leg for financial estate planning. You know, it's cash, Social Security is the two things, and financial products is the third leg. The fourth leg would be the financial planning using your home equity, whether it's a home equity line from the banks or credit union or the reverse mortgage home equity line of credit. And so it's really important to understand how to fit that in there. We did talk briefly about why it's better to get it earlier than later, because it's just like a line of credit. You're not going to charge interest until you take the money out. So if you set up a $300,000, $400,000 line of credit, it sits there. And a unique benefit of the reverse mortgage is that we have what's called an equity line growth rate. Whatever interest rate we charge you, whether it's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8%, that's what the increase of your line of credit is guaranteed to you, which is really, really important. I believe when I did statistical analysis, if the interest rate, which is above 6%, which it is right now, all equity lines there, even if the banks are over 6%, if it's at 6%, your growth rate on a reverse mortgage is 6% as well. If the rate goes up to 7%, it grows at 7% a year. There's nothing like that. When I first started in this business 20 years ago, when I did my research on the product, looked at the mortgage and everything, documents, and I saw this growth rate. I said, what is this? And most mortgage people, financial advisors don't understand that. Why would a lender, a mortgage product, give you more money over time? So actually, I asked that question when I first started to my mortgage mentor. His name is Mr. Gordon Jouse, who actually was just celebrated his 50th anniversary last month here in Hawaii. We went to the great Holly Kalani, and thanks to Tony over at Orchids, took great care of us. But the line of credit is there like an inflation factor. If you got your mortgage, reverse mortgage line of credit 10 years ago, in 10 years, let's say you got it in 2012, now 2022, you still have the line of credit. It grows because they knew when they first did this reverse mortgage planning that there isn't going to be inflation. And probably not like today's inflation, where it's the highest in record years. But so that line of credit grows guaranteed to you as long as there's still money in your line of credit. No product does that. No annuity does that. No home equity line of credit from the bank or credit union does that. So when I talked to my manager, I said, why would we want to give more money down the time later in life and expose us to more risk? Well, this is a FHA loan, HUD loan, guaranteed by the federal government. So there is what's called mortgage insurance on there that guarantees that line of credit is going to be there down the road. That's the reason why they have that. Also, the loan is what's called non-recourse, where over time, if your value doesn't go up, we give you 50% of the value. And over time, you live 30 years and the value doesn't go up, but your mortgage balance go up, you wouldn't spend the money, and you know it will grow in time. Is a great possibility, not necessarily here in Hawaii, but on the mainland we've seen it, where the values don't grow as fast as the reverse mortgage. It's in a depressed area, or you haven't taken care of the property. And as you saw in Nevada and Arizona, those are non-recourse states where the value dropped more than 50% within a year, which they did. The lender can't come after you for the balance if your mortgage is higher than the value. And we've seen that, where the mortgages are higher than the value on the mainland. Not so much here. Unless you take out all the money immediately and you splurge it and, you know, interest is accumulated over time, it possibly could go up higher than the value. But that's for another conversation. But it is non-recourse. So we always try to work with a financial advisor or your estate planning attorney to plan down the road when one spouse passes away. And the remaining spouse is by themselves, the healthy spouse, like we call them, and what's going to happen to them financially. And then what's going to happen about, you know, long-term care, what's the plan? So those are things. I mean, we've been spending, over 40 minutes talking about this already. So it does take some time to plan out, understand what the reverse mortgage, and thoroughly understand and educate you on making a good decision, a smart decision about the reverse mortgage. The next segment here is called the reverse mortgage process. A lot of people want to know, how does it work? So it's a little bit longer video. It's a 4-minute video. Of course, like I said, this is our video, so we're going to play the audio right now.
One of the most common questions people ask about reverse mortgages is, well, how does this all work? What's the process? Here is the big picture review of the reverse mortgage process. The first stage of the loan is your initial meeting or meetings with your loan originator. It is during this stage that you will educate yourself over the reverse mortgage. Your loan originator will gather basic information from you, things like your name, date of birth, property value, and current mortgage amount. That day, or soon after, you will receive a brief proposal. The proposal will explain, in detail, the proposed line of credit and payment breakdown, etc. Now, on to counseling. After you have reviewed the proposal, you must receive reverse mortgage counseling to move forward. This educational session can be done in person or by phone. Your loan originator will provide you with a list of HUD-approved counseling agencies so that you can choose an agency for yourself. Your loan originator cannot recommend or steer to one agency over another. During your session, you will receive education from a non-biased third party to inform you of your options and rights regarding a reverse mortgage. After completing this session, you will be provided with a certificate of completed counseling that you must give your loan originator in order to move on to the application. From counseling, you move to the application stage. At this point, your LO must collect the necessary information as well as documentation to complete the application. After collection, this information will be passed from the loan originator to the processing department. Within 3 days, the application must be signed or at the very least, mailed to you. The application is quite long and may be a little intimidating, so please feel free to ask your loan originator any questions you may have. After the application, the next stage is processing. At this stage, the processor reviews the application and ensures its completeness. The processor will order the FHA case number, order the appraisal, credit report, and open a title search. Once in process, some things may change, like the home value based on the appraisal instead of the estimated value. As things change, it can impact the estimated closing cost, and if it does, the loan may be redisclosed so that you are clearly advised of any changes. Once everything is completed, the loan moves to underwriting. The underwriting stage is the stage where the underwriter reviews the loan for any additional conditions that must be satisfied. Once all conditions have been met, the loan is issued a clear to close. Once the loan enters the clear to close stage, you're nearly finished. The processor will advise your loan originator that the loan is clear to close, as well as when it should be scheduled for closing. Closing is the final stage. Closing can occur about 3 days after the clear to close is issued by an underwriter. For closing, you will meet with an attorney or a title company representative. You can meet at the local title company's office, at an attorney's office, or possibly in your own home. There will be many forms to sign, but by the time of the closing of the loan, you will be familiar with most of them. Of course, if you have any questions, you will have the opportunity to ask your loan originator. And that's it. Once everything is signed, unless this is for the purchase of a home, there is a 3-day right to rescind. So no loan proceeds are advanced until after the 3 days. Remember to confirm with your loan originator the date that you can expect to receive any proceeds that you have requested.
So that part was kind of painless, guys. The process is very similar to a regular mortgage. The differences are we require less documents because we don't need tax returns. Most people are on Social Security or some kind of a pension. So less documents. It's very easy to do. The only other thing that I would worry about, or I tell people, that I want to inspect the property. because these are government loans for the most part. Our jumbo loans are another story, but if we do allow deferred maintenance. In other words, if there's small things like termite damage, wood rot, dry rot, you know, painting, we might be able to defer that. Depends on appraiser. Depends on how the extent that he feels it. There is. We do have to fix those things over time. After we can get a close the reverse mortgage, but we do have to fix them over time, anywhere from 6 months to a year, depending on the extent of the damage or the repairs or refurbishment. But what's really important is, you know, you work with an experienced loan officer that has done a lot of these reverse mortgages, because what we're seeing is a lot of people on the regular forward side come into our industry that don't really understand the reverse mortgage process, has never worked with a senior. A lot of times in a regular mortgages, you know, I did that as well before this industry, is that we'll meet, you like each other, you know, here's the rate, here's a monthly payment, good, let's close the loan, let's do the loan, it's very fast. In our case, we want to be able to explain the whole process thoroughly. You know, we're working with older clients, so we have to be more patient. We have to explain things more thoroughly, because it's really hard sometimes to understand and comprehend what the reverse mortgage is versus a regular mortgage. You want to make sure they don't rush you. You want to make sure that loan officer would allow you to talk to your kids or anybody else or their financial advisor or attorney to explain what the reverse mortgage is, because their professional contacts may not know thoroughly. I've trained hundreds and hundreds of attorneys, financial advisors, realtors, CPAs, insurance agents over my 20 years, and I continue to do that. In 2023, I do plan on going to the mainland to make these conferences to explain, like we're doing today, more about how the product affects us as we age. I also have two designations besides my mortgage license. Is a certified senior advisor designation. It's the only designation that's in the senior financial world that's double accredited, where two different agencies have reviewed the process and reviewed the test. We covered 22 different aspects of aging. Obviously, those 22, there's segments of that covers more information. And I also have a CLTC, Certified in Long-Term Care, and mostly in planning. I help people plan out their long-term care needs. I'm very versed in all the different aspects of that. And then a lot of it is how to deal with the family, how to talk to the kids, how to break it down to they understand the importance of aging and what's going to happen as we age. And reverse mortgage is one tool, one option, one resource to be able to stay in the home if that's what you prefer. So it's really important. What they did, I believe, in the late 90s and 2000, early 2000, before I got into the business, the HUD required counseling for the reverse mortgage because we're dealing with older clients. I know if you're younger, you're probably healthier, stronger, can understand stuff. Sometimes we have older clients that may not think and process as fast. So they implemented that late 90s, early 2000 sometime about counseling. So it's a third party. So here's a short video on that, audio on that, about this process, because it's very, very important that you understand this process. Like I said, all these audios that you're going to hear, segments, I will meet with you and explain to you thoroughly on broken, really common sense language of the reverse mortgage counseling process. So here you go.
One of the most important steps in the reverse mortgage process is counseling. Anyone involved in the transaction must attend counseling. This includes borrowers, co-borrowers, conservators, guardians, non-borrowing spouses, and powers of attorney for incompetent borrowers. We also encourage you to include any family members that might like to be involved in the educational session. Counseling's purpose is to protect homeowners by making sure they have a safe place to ask questions and get unbiased information. Simply put, counseling exists to ensure that you understand what a reverse mortgage is and how it works. Your counseling session will take place with a HUD-approved counselor. This counselor is an independent, non-affiliated third-person party. Your loan originator may not steer you or push you to any one counselor, and will instead provide you with a list of HUD-approved counselors so you can select your own counselor. Counseling can be conducted over the phone or face-to-face, except in states that require a face-to-face counseling session. Once you have completed your counseling session, you will receive a document certifying this completion. After receiving your certification, you are free to go through with the application process and move forward with the loan, if you choose. If you have questions about counseling, reverse mortgages in general, or wish to receive a list of HUD-approved counselors for you to select, please contact your loan originator today.
So that's the basics of reverse mortgage counseling. Most of these are nonprofits, I believe. It takes about an hour, hour and a half, depending on what kind of questions you have. They break down the whole process, and it's required from a third party. So even though I may be able to explain to you thoroughly, we still require that. You cannot waive this part of the process. It's required, and we cannot start the process until we have the counseling certificate in our hands. So very, very important process. At times we have people that have dementia or for some reason can't understand or comprehend this financial literacy. So we do have a guardian or a conservator or a power of attorney. We have spouses or what's called non-borrowing spouses where they're not on title of the mortgage. So they have to be aware that there is a mortgage. So we have to get them counseled. And that's another long conversation when you have multiple people that are living in a home, but they may not be on title. So really important on that counseling process. So we're almost up here, but I did want to follow up with a few more pieces of information. I am what's called a loan originator. Sometimes people will ask us that. What's a loan originator? Are you the person? Yes, I'm the loan officer, loan originator. I'm the Hawaii branch manager for Open Mortgage. I handle everything from start to finish. And it's really important to understand the people involved in your process. And it's really important to understand you need to work with somebody that has experience, a lot of experience in this field, because reverse mortgage is not some of that. You like the rate, let's start the process. No. We have to maybe talk to your attorney, talk to your kids. As I mentioned, we don't give you 100% of the value, but over time, the mortgage balance will go up a little bit every month. You're not going to wake up one day and, wow, how did my mortgage balance go this high? Every month, you get a mortgage statement from your lender or servicer explaining how much is left in your line of credit, how to draw up money, who to call if you have any questions. If we close your loan and there were required repairs, you need to go through that process. As well, every year you have to document that you paid your property tax and your homeowner's insurance. If you're in a condo, it's your property tax and your interior condo insurance for your personal effects inside the unit. And every year we send you a letter that states, is this still your primary residence? So it's really important to understand that that process and how it works. So we try to sit down with your children, your neighbor, your brother, sister, explain what the reverse mortgage is, what it's not. The benefits of having a reverse mortgage is really, really key. So now you can purchase a property as well, and by using the reverse mortgage. That started about, 7-8 years ago. In the past, it had to be a refinance of the reverse mortgage. It's really important to understand that we do lend on just about all types of properties. Single family homes, of course, multiple units, legal units, by the way. We do condominiums, but that has been a somewhat difficult process since after the late 2000s when the financial crisis happened. HUD now makes all condominiums get reapproved every 3 years, I believe. And what that means is that we have to get all the documents together for condominiums, townhouses, associations that are fee simple, by the way, to get it reapproved every 3 years, I believe it is. If it's not approved, we can get all the documents together, help you get all the documents to get it approved. We don't do co-ops. We do not do Hawaiian homelands. We do not do leasehold. So if you're in a condominium that has leasehold there, most times than not, we're not going to be able to do it, even though yours may be fee simple. If you have a current mortgage that we have to pay off, we have to be able to make sure you qualify for and have enough funds to be able to pay off the first, second mortgage, if there is a mortgage. So it's really, really important to understand all these, so many things that we want to cover. So this is called Smart Reverse Mortgage with Percy Harb, Part 1. But next week, we're going to do Part 2. And depending on how much we cover, we'll do Part 3. So I'll try to incorporate this as you age. How will it benefit you? How will it not benefit you? But also how to make a good decision. The website is called smartreverse.com. You can go to it yourself. They're very self-explanatory. The videos are excellent. I'm just breaking them down now here from a more common sense point of view because they are very generic. Okay? Anyway, thank you for tuning in. I am Percy Harb with Generations Magazine. Don't forget, go to generations808.com for all our past podcasts, webinars, and TV shows that we did, 4 or 5 years ago. And all our past issues of Generations Magazine, the print copy. So have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Aloha and live well.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.